Hello, this is Sonu Sood.
And hello, this is Mridu Bhandari. Sonu, thank you so much for joining us here today on our special conversation series where we are talking about all that's going on during life and business in the times of COVID-19. And you've, of course, taken it upon yourself to send thousands of migrant workers home by buses, by trains, by flights. What really made you do this in the first place?
You know, this is not just the initiative that I started with. You know, I gave my hotel in Juhu for all these doctors and paramedical staff. That's how I started, my bit. And then, you know, we were distributing these food kits and ration and fruits to all the people. And then we saw these hundreds of migrants walking on the highway at Dahisar and Kalwa Chowk in Thana. So we requested a few of them that, can you give us some time where I can get sort some permissions for you and I'll arrange some transport and then you can go back home. And they said, no, sir, it's not going to happen. It will take time. We'll walk. So you just let us go. And I was able to convince them, and then they stayed. And in those 2 days, I sorted all the permissions. I got a set of transport buses for them. And then first lot of 350 people went back to Karnataka. That's the time I realized that this is not a story of these 350 people. There are millions who are waiting on different highways. And if we don't come forward, it's not going to work. So then I started connecting with all the people in different states so that I can send people to Bihar, UP, Uttarakhand, Orissa, and all these states. And now there are hundreds and thousands we send every day.
Right, wonderful. And how are you really managing the back end of this process? It can't be easy to send thousands of people on a daily basis from one part of the country to another. There are permissions involved, there are regulations involved. What sort of a back end micromanaging team do you have in place? And you also launched a toll-free number. What's the impact that has had?
No, I just started on my own, you know, connecting to all different offices, different departments, police, district magistrates, and I was doing it on my own. Slowly, the numbers started increasing of people trying to connect to you, started getting more requests. Then my chartered accountants came into picture. There's another friend of mine, Neeti Goyal, she's a childhood friend. So we all started connecting, and slowly the team increased, and then we thought that, my email went viral. I don't know how they found it. And suddenly I was bombarded with emails. I said, this needs to be taken care of. And we got this toll-free number where in one day we got almost 60 to 70,000 requests. And then had the whole team of almost 18, 20 people just managing those numbers and records and how to call them, contact them, bring them to that particular venue where the buses are supposed to leave from. And now it's more organized, more streamlined, and we are in connection. I'm in connect with a lot of people who are trying to go back to their families, not just in Mumbai, but across the country.
Right. And, Indian audiences, by and large, have always felt that Indian film actors or celebrities don't really take a stand on social causes. They are very politically correct most of the time, and they don't see their social causes through till the end. And you've, of course, been an exception in this case. What do you have to say to that? And do you think there's a greater need for celebrities to play a far greater role in a pandemic like this that has engulfed the whole world?
This is the first time everyone has experienced something like this. We had seen in movies and stories that, we were told. But I think this is the first time live we have experienced everything. So, yeah, of course, there's no limit to how much you can, give to a society. But yes, I would say there can be some more efforts. There can be some more people who can come forward and do a little bit more than they are doing now. But again, you can't wait for everyone to come forward. Someone has to take that call and just be there on the field. So maybe my instincts, and I just thought that, I need to go and hold their hands and tell them, okay, well, I'm there for you. And I leave no stone unturned to get you reunited with the families. So that's what I'm doing. And I'm glad that, so many people from my fraternity called me. That they said that you have somehow changed the way people used to look at a film industry. And now we feel proud that you are a part of the industry. I think that was one of the very encouraging things that someone can say to me. And now I wake up every day trying to connect people stranded in different parts of the states in our country. So I think that's my job now.
Right, Sonu, and there's also a rumor doing the rounds that Sonu Sood is likely to join politics. People have been reading into your meeting with the governor and Minister Smriti Irani praising your efforts. Any truth to that? Are you planning to join politics or the BJP in particular?
No, I think there's no truth to that. Smriti, I know from past 20 years when we used to struggle together. So that message, those encouraging words were just to a friend, not from a minister to an actor. So and obviously I met Governor sir because I know him, and he also felt that ki bahut sare log Uttarakhand ke hain, just try to help them also to go back to their homes. So it was this thing, and obviously when you are public eye, people will have their own say, people will say so many things. But a lot of my friends say that if you enter, you'll be a good politician. But I said, I'm good in my space. I enjoy myself in front of a camera as an actor. So maybe this is not the right time.
Right, this is not the right time, and I'm going to pick up on that. But could there be a right time for Sonu Sood joining politics?
No, I don't know. This is like I said. This is that. I feel that's a different word. I don't know the rules of that game. As an individual, I know how to do things. I can take those calls without asking anyone, without thinking about certain protocols. But when you are into a game of a politician, then there are rules to be followed, protocols to be followed. Maybe that will restrict you to do a lot of things. I'm good in my space.
Thank you very much, Sonu, and more power to you. May you be able to send that last migrant worker home in India. Well, that's a wrap of this special conversation. Stay with us on Network 18.